Welcome to Straight Out of Savannah, Talking with Tammy, a podcast that showcases people you may not know who are choosing to use their gifts to inspire and move the planet.
Thank you so much for joining us on Straight Out of Savannah. I am super excited to be here. My guest, Joanna and Tara, is here, and I have been waiting a long time for her to come on the show. So I'm grateful that she's here. She's going to share with you who she is and what it is that she does. Go for it.
Thank you for that lovely welcome. Yeah, we've been in each other's radars for a little while. Yeah. And my name is Joanna and Tara. And I'm the Intimacy Alchemist and super happy to be here today because my foundational mission is to really help get the foundations in the hands of those people who are doing the dance of relationship, love, intimacy, and to really work from the perspective of bringing the body into the work, which very, very few coaches do, very few therapists do, few consultants do. And I really think this is the missing piece because Lord knows that partnership and relationship are a path that is designed not for the faint of heart. And it really has the potential to liberate us, but you know, there's a lot of ups and downs on the way and a lot of trial and error. So I basically really come to this work through the lens of the body, through somatic experience and nervous system regulation, and most recently really incorporating the wisdom of preconception through birth
work
to address the little ones inside of us that really don't get a voice hardly ever, but are always running our relationship show, always governing our relationship show.
I could see that too. So let's talk about how you got here, because I know you didn't, you know, come out the womb wanting to do this work.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I have always been drawn to life beneath the surface. I informally really started working with people when I was 12. So that makes it about 40 years at this point. I knew there was peer counseling and then advanced peer counseling. And there was just, I didn't know what I had. There were several dark night of the souls between age 10 and 12 were three times I almost lost my life.
Oh, wow.
Huge experiences. So I think it was spirit's way of saying, look, darling, you need to choose to get on the path or you can choose the exit button. And I think, you know, it was sheer, I'll show you life and creative rebellion, you know, the rebel inside of me that was like, all right, I'm going to do this, you know, I'm going to do it all the way free, all the way liberated. And so that really began my journey. And it just continued on with various studies. I was on a radio show between the ages of 13 and 17, where every Sunday, teens and parents could call in and ask questions. And I would give teenager perspective.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then, you know, that was really wonderful. And we were, you know, it was a big deal because CNN got involved and it was syndicated. And then I had I shattered my tailbone on the balance beam when I was 16. And that ended a very promising gymnastics career. I was also a dancer. And that really broke me down and opened to the path of healing. And I began my journey with yoga and then off to college and majoring in psychology with an emphasis on holistic health, was a massage therapist and energy worker. I taught and studied astrology and gave hundreds and hundreds of readings and probably have worked with every kind of population you can imagine, from the triply diagnosed, HIV, substance abuse, homeless, runaway teens, pregnant adolescent girls, severely disturbed adolescent boys. I took care of women who had multiple sclerosis. So my whole life has really been of service. Others. I feel called in that way. It's a deep practice path for me.
Yes.
And I have found really, you know, over the last I got my license when I was 28 or 29 as a licensed psychotherapist, which I am in the state of both California and Montana, and getting that one in New York. I met my husband 20 years ago, and, you know, I'd had an ex-husband, and he wasn't really willing to do much inner work with me, so that marriage ended. Yes. My requirement that somebody be perfect to come to the path of doing partnership, but somebody really willing to do the work, because Lord knows there was so much boogeyman and skeletons in both of our closet that spanned all kinds of trauma, developmental, yeah, catastrophic, war trauma, Holocaust trauma, genocide trauma, abuse, addiction, violence, like you name it, it was in both of our lineage. So you can imagine that constellates, you know, a fun house of mirrors and horrors and challenges. And
imagine.
Yeah. So the journey really has been about learning to do that work and to do it with courage, and to really dignify and amplify the power of our somatic intelligence, mm-hmm, and to really get at the invisible roots that are running the relationship shit show. Pardon my French, but that's really where, you know, my spidey vision goes. And that's where I serve the best and have the greatest result. And it's the simplest for me. And it's where I'm the happiest and where I'm the most peaceful. And that's pretty much what I do now. I facilitate 2-day immersions where couples come, or individuals and a couple has come with a specific desire. And we work through a process that allows them to leave with substantial embodiment, integration, felt sense of that desires, and then just sort of watch the, I call it the ripple effect of that has through their life, because partnership is such a central path and such a central journey mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, sexually, financially, instinctually, historically, past, present, future. Like, if a couple can be really regulated and do the dance really well, it can be a path of what I call liberationship.
Yes.
You know?
So what do you, when you do the 2-day immersion, what are the typical results? Or not only that, what do couples typically come for? Like, what is their goal, and what are the results at the end of it?
Yeah. So if the couple, if you're somebody who is struggling with safety issues, you know, primarily what I see is actually very smart, intelligent, passionate couples who have a desire for greater intimacy, greater love, greater understanding, greater communication, greater ease, greater fun, greater joy, less conflict or challenge when there's entanglements, colliding attachment styles, anxious, avoidant, anxious, pursuing, distant, avoidant, or disorganized, really disorganized if they've been through trauma, which pretty much every couple that I have seen has.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's just be really honest here. It's part of the journey, and nobody talks about it.
You know, well, and we don't have, I mean, it's not like we have classes, so it's like parenting.
No,
didn't come with a manual.
Yeah.
You know, and so many of us, you know, like, same thing with I had a first husband too. And, you know, I mean, he was cute, you know?
Yeah. No. So, yeah, not having enough sex, not having the right kind of sex,
right,
not being approached sexually the way they want to be approached, differences in desire, not feeling safe. You know, all those things, the things that we all go through, different levels of reactivity, shutting down, attack, blame, criticism, withdraw, all the classic things that we all know about, that we all deal about, or I've heard our friends talk about.
Yes.
So those are what people come in with. And then what they leave with is the very specific desire that they came in with gets the historical and earliest foundational imprints, the ones that are invisible, the ones that live in the body, the ones that have never been given a voice, the ones that have not been dignified or heard.
Yeah.
they get a chance to be seen, heard, validated, dignified, resourced.
Wow, yeah.
Resourced in the there and then frame, but then differentiated with the here and now.
Wow, yeah, that's good.
And it's like, you know, the analogy I like to use is like, it's like taking out the lint screen of the dryer, scraping off the lint, putting it back in. It's like, it's such deeply beingness work and non-conceptual work. It's work that really dignifies and prioritizes the roots of what governs the entire show. Because nerves are the building blocks of sensations. Sensations are the building blocks of feelings. Feelings are the building blocks along with emotions with everything that goes on up here, from opinion to judgment to imagination, a perception that creates the interpersonal. So by the time we're dealing with relationship, we're dealing with interpersonal, but what is it actually built on?
Right.
So my mission is to get the foundations super secure and super safe in the easiest, simplest way possible, so that then if there's safety, you know, there's going to be vulnerability.
Yeah.
And if there's going to be vulnerability, there's going to be intimacy. And if there's going to be intimacy, then, you know, there's all kinds of creative portals.
Yeah. 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 That work is so interesting and so powerful and so needful.
Yeah, it really is. And it's not talked about in the therapy world in that way.
No.
There's very few people working with it on the level of intimacy and relationship and desire, you know.
Yeah. So when you have couples that come to you, are they both on the same page as far as, you know, wanting to have another level of desire, or is it like you have one that's, you know, here and the other one you got to try to, you know, bring them up, or how does that work?
Yeah. So there's a range of people that come to me. Some people are truly in crisis and ready to end their relationship. Other people are very much into, let's prevent anything. Let's address these little tension spots before they become
big
trauma and create ruptures, which are, you know, difficult to deal with, but also really healing and intimacy producing as well.
Yeah.
So there's a range of where they come. The general desires are usually very matched. And then each person has an opportunity to explore a particular part of what they really, really desire.
Nice.
And that desire is then taken through a several step process. That is kind of what I was just describing in the last few minutes, so that floor is cleared out. And I never get tired of it, because the work is so non-conceptual, which I find very relaxing. And, you know, I just love watching the mind be in awe. Like, how did that happen? You know, and also be trained to be a servant that actually is in the direction of liberating the desires that they have into reality. And that's really what I'm here for, is to help those on the intimacy path who are dealing with overwhelming influences, whatever they are, communication, misunderstanding, disconnection, conflict, bickering, arguing, distance, liberate from not avoiding the humanness or bypassing it with affirmations or law of attraction,
yes,
or what I call, you know, toxic positivity.
Yes, yes.
Many people who come to me have tried everything else. They've tried coaching that said, you know, just do this, or affirmations. And, you know, from where I sit, insight has been proven to be the weakest link to change. There's been studies of that. So there's a dopamine high that's very addictive, of like, oh, if I just understand this like this, I'll be happy. And we really think that's it, but we forget that there's a long road.
Yes.
From insight to embodiment. And that's hard earned. When we're embodied, it's hard earned.
Yes.
You earned that.
Agree.
Yes.
I really feel like, because I noticed that, I think from the time I met you, your thing has changed. So like, I don't think you were totally completely in this space.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you kind of moved into the intimacy thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So how did that happen? Because I watched your transition. I've been, you know, I watch.
Yes, the reflector that you are. You know, I think had a lot of hesitancy to do the online world, partially because of the Wild West current state of du jour, mm-hmm. you know, that the industry is in,
yes,
which I suspected from the beginning, but also because of my own wounding in expression and ability to really know who I was as opposed yes. to, you know, what I picked up from others.
Yes.
And part of it is that, you know, I've always been here to help transform, but I really didn't have clarity on where the most natural place of that for me. So my work was focused on women, and I had run a 12-year-long women's group offline and thought that that would be my work. But I realized that what I was really more passionate about as a manifesting generator and what lights me up to no end really is the dance of intimacy.
Yes.
And also the foundations, like to really, you know, if just 380 million couples had the embodied ability to have the foundations be sorted out in their marriage, their partnership, their relationship, the ripple effect that I see happening is incredible. Like, because you're dealing with, my philosophy is when you're dealing with the most unattended to of imprints. Imprints are templates that live in the body, mental, emotional,
yeah.
Sexual, psychological, somatic, and usually the somatic ones are the foundational ones, because then our first 18 months, we have, you know, no explicit memory. Everything is implicit. So our little right. one doesn't have a voice. And even in the 9 months before that, dating back to preconception yeah. times, we absorb everything in the field.
Yeah.
In that period of time after conception. So that by the time we're a little zygote, it's like so much of it is in there. And then it just keeps repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. And because I'm obsessed with getting to the absolute root that runs the show, at least for this life is concerned.
Yes.
I'm not a past life regressionist or specialist.
Yes. Agree.
You know, there's a lot that can be sorted out and set straight for people. Like when people come to see me, I've had people who, through doing this work and regulating the nervous system in the there and then, when it comes to all of these things, have had Crohn's dissolve, IBS dissolve, ooh, all the emotional awesome. Related issues. They've become wealthier because when you're attending and giving attention and care and focus and compassion and understanding and resourcing and movement and following impulses, you know, all the varieties of tools and resources that we can use, you are enriching those places that I think for many of us remain impoverished, largely unconscious, and yet they run our relationship show.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
Right. And so I'm really here to be, you know, a bit of a rebel and a revolutionary. And I had to also just not hold myself out to be more than I was, which I have a huge integrity standard.
Yes.
And I think I was really sorting a lot of that out in my own marriage journey too, you
yeah.
know,
yes.
and busy with raising children and all of that. So I'm really here to, in the marketplace, support the somatic trauma developmental piece as it relates to intimacy and couples, and to start talking about that in a different way, because I think people really need these tools.
They and do. And do you also, what was one question? Oh, do you work with same-sex couples as well, or just?
I do. Yep. Okay. I have a lot of same-sex couples. Lots
do
of
they have the same type of issues that opposite
they might express creatively a little bit different, but the underlying complaints
is the same.
It's exactly the same.
Okay. I was wondering about that because, you know, I'm a person, love is love. I have no issue with whatever. But I often want to know, and I actually talk to some of my friends that are, you know, same sex. You know, I have a few couples that I know that have wives and stuff like that. And I talk to them and ask them. And I noticed that it kind of is an overall thing, but I just wondered if because they're the same, you know what I mean? Like, women especially, and the hormone issues and all that stuff. And I wondered if, that played a role as well, or how that worked.
I haven't worked with any same-sex women couples recently, but I could imagine that same-sex women couples going through menopause together, like, that could be really challenging.
Because the thought of another person dealing with the same.
Gosh, I was too much for myself,
Right. So if you would say, I want you to restate your mission again.
Yes.
Because I think that is so important. And I think people need to hear that, because I can't think that there are a lot of people that do the work that you do in the way that you do it.
Yeah, it's true. I actually created the model that I use because what I wanted was missing.
Mm-hmm.
I had done, just to rattle off, years of counseling and great therapy. I did all the Imago therapy trainings. I was trained in EMDR. I did tons of ceremonies of all kinds. I practiced Native American religion. I South American Indian shamanism. I was a Buddhist, Tibetan Buddhist for 25 years, and did all the foundational practices. Wow. That the monks do in the traditional 3-year, 3-month, 3-day retreat. And none of that touched the preconception, the birth foundational work. None of that.
So now, how did that come to you? Was that like a download for you, or how did you get
it? No, it came through my search and not finding what I really needed. And I, even after all of that and me being, professional in this area, did not resolve the issues that I had, nor did it help the desires that I had deep in my soul and my husband too, to really deeply come true. Mm-hmm. So I had to forge the way myself. I've not met somebody else. I would have loved to have had somebody work with my husband and I in the way that I work with couples.
That is awesome. Yeah. I find that in this arena, because, now I'm interviewing mostly spiritual entrepreneurs, and yes. I find that a lot of people are doing just the same thing that you're doing. I'm actually doing the same thing, because, the things that I'm feeling called to do are not anything that I know anybody is going to.
Yeah.
So. So I think that is so important on this journey, because also what I'm noticing is that, like, for me, it's like I'm on a healing journey myself. And as I'm healing myself, I'm actually learning and growing and being able to help other people in that way as well. Do you find that that was something that you and your husband, like, you were the model for your business, you and your husband?
In part, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I've met a lot of people who are like us, smart, passionate, powerful, with tons of undigested material in both sides of the lineage.
Yeah.
And when they get together, if there's not the right resources, it's a very colorful tea party,
Yeah. I like the way you put that.
Yeah. And so to really come back, I think about the big picture of how many humans there are on this planet and the 5% of shift that's required to make a change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And that number is 380 million.
Oh, wow.
That's 380 million couples. And so my mission is to make this methodology as simple and straightforward as possible. I'm currently writing a book about it.
Love that.
And to make the practices super simple and practical and tangible, so that couples can have whatever they desire, actually be able to be embodied into reality, whether it's sex desires, communication desires, love desires, because I really believe that our desires come from our soul. They come from the best part of us. My clients are good, well-intentioned people. They're deep people. They think about things.
Yeah.
And those desires are actually the keys to what I call liberationship.
Yeah.
It's what relationship really is, a path of liberation. And it's only in the last 6 months to a year that I've cleared up the imposter syndrome that would have me not recognize that quality in myself. It's like my work is not just the transformational and the trauma and the healing and the transformation, all that. It's also embracing this path as one of liberation.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's your person right there, and there's your triggers right there, and there's what you want right there. And yeah. How are you attending to that?
And you know what's wild is I've seen that. Like, you have a glow now that you didn't have before. And I see that, I've seen it. And that was one of the reasons why I reached back out to you. I was like, she's got to come on this show, because she has this glow and the confidence that I see, you know, the shift. And it wasn't like you didn't have confidence before, but now it's like supersized to another level. And you're like this, ready.
And relaxed. I call that journey for all of us. And maybe this is helpful for those listening, is like, yeah. There's a spirit that says what it says, and the yes. soul, spirit, whatever your favorite way of accessing it is. And then there's your self-esteem and self-value and self-worth. And that's the more human part. And so I like to think of it as self-esteem catching up with spirit.
Yeah.
Self-esteem catching up with spirit. It's like, yeah, that takes a hot minute. And I don't want to be arrogant, because I come from arrogant people, you know.
Yeah.
Be true and integritous. And I take my clients' investment in the work, time-wise, emotionally, their trust.
Yes.
You know, I'm holding with them really little infant, tiny parts.
Yes.
That's vulnerable stuff.
Yes. Yes, it really is. And it's so important, this work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And I am so excited for you, because it just.
Thank you, Tammy.
Well, when I first started seeing the stuff come out about the intimacy part of it that you're doing, because it's like I seen a shift, and I was like, okay, what's she talking about now? Oh wow, okay. And I was like, that is so cool, you know. Yeah. I was like, you know, and so I was like, I gotta know how she got there.
thank you for that. Yeah, it's been a journey. Yeah, I ended up doing a three-year equivalent of a PhD training program that I just finished in the summer, on how to work somatically with all the imprints that come from the preconception field all the way through birth. Chemical imprints, surgical imprints, discovery trauma, all the things that can happen, sequencing, all yeah. of that.
That's
and
nice.
That is the most powerful work I've ever done. I'm not very impressed with a lot of what's out there, because a lot of it's regurgitated. And I've traveled a lot in these different places for decades now, but I am wholly impressed with that work.
Yeah. I am. So we're going to land this plane. Let the people know where they can find you. And if you have anything coming up that you want to invite people to or anything like that, you can share that. And then I also want you to tell me if there's anything in the world that you want to change or that you would like to see changed. What would that be?
Yeah, so the best way to reach me is on Facebook. I'm a Facebook person. Lots of my people hang out in Facebook. I have a Facebook group called the Intimacy Alchemy Vortex. You know, and I'm really like my line three in human design. You know, I really like connecting with people one-on-one, one to a few. I really love conversation and question and answer and curiosity and real connection and conversation. Relationships that are real and unpretentious and uncontrived are yeah. the foundation of who I am and what I'm about. So that's yeah. really the best way, you know, to connect with me. That's usually how people reach out to me. And let's see, the change I would most like to see in the world is for couples to really have these foundational resources to regulate what is in their nervous systems from the past that is in the way of them having whatever they want in the relationship department that works for them both, that's consensually agreed upon, because the ripple effect of that to health, wealth, children, when children are around parents who have well-regulated nervous systems,
yes.
like, wow, the amount of therapy they won't have to do to undo all that.
Yes.
Like starting on a whole different vantage field.
Yeah. It's like you can see the difference in the kids and the parents. And that's amazing. Totally. I love that. Because, yeah.
Yeah. And then society and contribution, you know, it just all, I like this idea of ripple effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ripple effect.
Yeah. That is so cool.
And for society to have people who are pioneers be able, I like the word inceptive, INCEPTIVE, to create inceptive foundational structures that then ripple outwards to clean up this, you know, humanity. While we have time to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree. Inceptive. That is such a huge mission, and we need it.
We need it.
I'm so grateful that you're doing this work.
Thank you, Tammy, so much. So nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me and for your witness. And
yeah,
it's really sweet.
I've truly enjoyed it because I've wanted to talk to you because I've seen your work and I was like, I need to understand that because that is so powerful, you know, and just the fact that, you know, you've gotten here from where I met you is like awesome to me.
Thank you.
Want to share that with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to land this plane. I want to thank my guest, Joanna, for joining me on this show because it has been so eye-opening. And I hope that you have gotten so much out of it, you know, wherever you listen to it or wherever you watch it, because it's been just amazing for me. So make sure that you are following her on Facebook. And make sure that, you know, if you want to do this type of work, that you reach out to her because she is phenomenal. I don't know if you can see the glow that's on her face, but she's amazing. So just reach out to her. So again, thank you guys for joining us on Straight Outta Savannah. Bye now. So I hope that you have had a wonderful time listening to my guests, Joanna and Tara, joining me, talking about, you know, couples and intimacy work that she is doing, helping to change the planet and helping couples to come together and, you know, understand because, you know, we are not born with a manual for marriage, for children, or anything like that. So this work that she's doing is powerful, and I hope you have enjoyed that. And if you have enjoyed that, then make sure that you like, share, and subscribe on YouTube and that you subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure that you share it out to people that you know need to hear it. And also, if you are a spiritual entrepreneur and you are looking to get your message out and share your message, message me wherever you see this, wherever you're listening to it, wherever you're watching it, and tell me that you want to come on the show on Straight Outta Savannah. So again, thank you so much for joining. And if you are looking for support with your intuitive gifts, if you are looking for support and, you know, opportunities to learn how to use your gifts, then make sure that you reach out to me because that is what I do. So again, thank you for joining. Bye now.
I know you've been blown away with the amazing value here today. Now go out and inspire the planet. And be sure to send us a message when you're ready to come talk about it on Straight Outta Savannah, Talking with Tammy.